Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to the Summit with Adam Tuggle in Jesus' name. We are here and we are live right here on the show today. I am so blessed to be with you guys on today. And y'all heard me say it if you've listened to the podcast, you've heard me say it, and you've heard me say it on this show. This is the show where the gospel is told and not sold, y'all. Yes, we are here live on the Summit with Adam Tuggle. Yes, today it is such a blessed day. I want to first start off this show to say happy belated Thanksgiving to everybody. I know you're still filled up from that turkey and dressing and all the good fixings that you had. But we have a spiritual table laid out for you guys on today. Thanksgiving might be over in the natural, but spiritually, we're still in the spirit of Thanksgiving. Amen. The Bible says, let everything that has breath.
Yes.
Everything. Let everything
yes,
that has
indeed.
Breath. Praise the Lord. Praise you, the Lord. And the Bible also says, every day is a day of Thanksgiving. Amen.
Yes.
So we are still in the spirit of Thanksgiving around here on the Summit. And around here on the Spirit Alive Network, we are very much thankful for what the Lord has done for us. I know today I'm still overwhelmed with the Lord. Blessed. When I say overwhelmed, I'm overwhelmed with blessings from the Lord. We're still here. We're all still here, and we're all. I know we're about to go into another year, and this year has not been so, I'm not going to say it's been all bad, even though it looks bad, we as the people of God, we as saints, even sinners, I'm gonna put them in there too. Even the ones that are, you know, not in church fully, not fully have a relationship with Christ. But this year has still been a blessed year, in spite of. And the reason why I say that is because it's still a blessed year because you're still here. Amen. The Lord has blessed us to be here in the land of the living, still, in spite of our personal issues, in spite of our financial issues, in spite of our mental issues. You think you might say, "Well, I don't have any mental issues. I don't. I'm not going through any mental issues while I'm in a hospital somewhere." You ain't got to be in the hospital to have mental issues. You can have mental issues thinking about what you got to do through the day. But God has kept us in Jesus' name. So today we're going to be talking about a very, very powerful topic today. And we're going to be talking about spiritual warfare. And now, in spiritual warfare, the enemy himself is trying, and he has tried this year, but we stand victorious in spite of. The enemy has tried to take us out. The enemy himself has tried to tire us out, try to tire the saints of God out, have tried to tire even sinners out. He tried to wear us down, try to break us down. But yet, we are yet still in the land of the living. You know, the Bible in the book of Luke, and I think it's chapter 22, verse 31, it says that the enemy, the devil, tries to come and sniff us as wheat. Amen? It's his job to do that. It's his job to do so. So when you're in the middle of going through the issues of life, just know it's the enemy's job to sniff us as wheat. It's his job to try to take us out, but he will not win. Amen. He does not win. And the Lord has given us a blueprint for spiritual warfare. Amen. The Lord has given us the blueprint. Now, we're going to go over that blueprint, and the Lord has given us a warning for spiritual warfare, that we're going to come up against spiritual attack from the enemy and from demons and from people that may not like us and what we stand for. Amen. The scripture that we're going to read today is in the book of Ephesians. And if you know in Ephesians chapter number 6, and if you've read Ephesians chapter 6, you know where I'm going. All the Bible scholars know where I'm going. And I don't consider myself a Bible scholar. Let me say that now. I do not consider myself a Bible scholar. Yes, I've just about read every scripture, but I do not know it all. Amen. So, you know, the Lord, when I study and when I study the Word of God, it's from the Lord that I understand His Word, because it is His Word that we're using to fight off the enemy, to preach, to teach. So, amen. But the Bible says in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 6, verses 11, 11 through 18, I guess. Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. You want to 11 through 18. It says, I'm going to read verse 10 also. Verse 10, I'm going to start at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to, stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, I like this verse right here. This is a warning right here in verse number 12. Verse number 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now that right there lets us know that we have spiritual war, that we are going to be underneath spiritual warfare. It says spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. It lets us know this is not an earthly battle. Amen. This is a spiritual battle. It simply says against spiritual wickedness in high places. Verse number 13. Wherefore take on the whole armor of God. This tells us right here, and I'm going to read through, and then we're going to break the verses down. But wherefore take on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Verse 14, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shone with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Now, man, this is letting us know. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Now, it gives us, well, I'm going to finish reading it, and watching thereunto with all preservation and supplication for all saints. Amen. Now, these verses let us know what to do in spiritual warfare. Now the warfare that let me clear this up right now. There is nothing in the natural. I said this to somebody yesterday. There is nothing that can be done in the earth that does not have spiritual connection to it. If you've ever heard the saying, with every action, there's a reaction. What you do on earth, the actions that you do on earth can activate the spirit, can activate in the spiritual. What the spiritual does activates the things of the earth. Amen. What do you mean? What I mean is that whatever the Bible says, whatsoever ye loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Whatsoever ye curse on earth, whatever ye curse on earth shall be cursed in heaven. This is a reaction to whatever we do on earth. And it goes hand in hand. Whatever is loosed in heaven shall be loosed on the earth. If you speak, it's just like this. In the book of Proverbs, it tells us that we have the power of life and death lie in the power of the tongue. Amen. Whatever you speak over yourself, if you say you're going to have a bad day, and if you go throughout your whole day saying, "Oh man, today's going to be a bad day," well, you can expect a bad day because you've already spoke it. Amen. You spoke that. And this is dealing with spiritual warfare. If you have to watch, and we have to watch what we say, we have to watch what we do, we have to watch where we go in this thing called spiritual warfare. In the natural, we have to watch. The Bible says watch just as well as pray. Pray, and the Bible also tells us pray without ceasing. We have to be on spiritual guard at all times. There is no time. It's just like a soldier in the natural going to battle. That soldier has to be on guard. While he's on the battlefield, he has to be on guard 24/7. Amen. He has to. Otherwise, if he's not on guard, he could be taken captive, right? That's the same thing with the spirit. If we're not on spiritual guard, we will be taken captive by the enemy. We've already talked about the enemy comes to sift us as wheat. If he could, he'd fool the very elect, the Bible says. Ain't nobody, look, we are just one. Without the Lord, we're nothing. Without him, we're nothing. I'm just going to make that clear. Without the Lord, we are nothing. Can't move, we can't breathe, in him we live, the Bible says, in him we live, we move, and we have our very being.
Amen. We can't do anything without him. We're nothing without him. But with him, we have all power against the enemy, because he has the power. That's why when I think I said it last week, that just like I said it a couple shows ago, when, and I'm going to use this example, anything, my father, and I'm going to use this the natural way, my father is, my dad was in the military, okay? And for him being in the military, serving his country, after he came out of the military, he received benefits. Amen? He had benefits. Okay? A couple of those benefits, you know, I just found out from my dad, one of the benefits out of the many benefits he gets, I can benefit off of that as his son in the natural. I am his son. I have his last name. I can now reap the benefit of what they're giving, the benefits of his service to the military. Amen? Because I'm his son. The same thing goes with Jesus. When you take on his name, you now taking on the benefits of your spiritual father. It is not just the main benefit on the earth. When you take on the name of Jesus, you now take it on, and you receive the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, you have now taken on the benefits of your father. And in those benefits come blessings. In spiritual warfare, we need those benefits. We need those benefits. We can go to God. We can come boldly to the throne of grace, the Bible says. We couldn't come boldly to the throne at first because we were separated. But God made a way for that relationship between man and God to come back together again. When Adam sinned, we had separated ourselves from the Lord. And when you're separated from your spiritual father, you can't reach those benefits. But those benefits that are in him, they come, but they come with a price. You might say, well, they come with a price. What do you mean they come with a price? There's going to be some sacrifice. You have to give up the things of the world to receive the Holy Ghost. You have to give up the things of the world to take on his name. You have to give up the things of the world to take on the Holy Ghost, to be able to fight in spiritual warfare. In fighting in spiritual warfare, you're going to have to make some sacrifices. You think a soldier that's fighting in a natural army don't have to make sacrifices? They're sacrificing their life being on the battlefield. Amen? They're sacrificing their life. That's why we thank our soldiers during Labor Day and Veterans Day and Independence Day. And, you know, those very, we say thank you for your service. Well, we could say that in the spiritual. When we have spiritual warfare, when a person leaves this earth and goes to heaven, thank you for your service unto the Lord. He was a mighty warrior. She was a mighty warrior in Christ. Thank you for your service. But the only way to hear the Lord say, well done, thy good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord, is the fact that we must go into spiritual warfare for the saints of God, for the sinners. Y'all don't believe me? We go, there are somebody, there are some people that are not, that do not have a relationship with Christ, that have missed, detrimental things happened to them because somebody was praying for them. They went in spiritual warfare for that individual. Even the saints. This is what we're talking about today. This is what this is the thing that the enemy wants to do to us. He wants to wear us out. He wants to sniff us as wheat. He wants to take us out like never before. And this year has shown that. Me and Bishop Cook were talking before the show. And I was telling Bishop Cook, I said, I'm ready for 2021. I'm ready to come out of 2020. But 2020 has not been all bad, even though, like, this year, and I don't consider myself a prophet. I just don't. Because, number one, and this is a side note, y'all, I don't consider myself a prophet because of the simple fact there's so many false prophets. Amen. But when I tell you at the beginning of this year, it was January. It was at the beginning, close to the end of December of 2019, the beginning of January. And one day, I was asleep, and my wife was up getting ready for work and everything, and you know, the Lord woke me up out of my sleep, and literally just sat up. And this short story, y'all, I sat up, and my wife was stunned because she just told me to sit up out of my sleep. And I'm looking around, and literally I heard the Lord's voice say to me, there's going to be a lot of deaths this year. And I'm thinking in my head, I'm speaking to the Lord in my mind. I'm like, Lord, wait. I'm like, Lord, what? What do you mean there's going to be a lot of deaths this year? And this was at the beginning of 2020. This is the beginning of 2020. This is before COVID. This is before anything that took place this year happened. Okay? And I looked at my wife, and my wife was looking at me like, she was looking at me like I was crazy. She's like, what's wrong? I said, nothing's wrong. And she was like, oh, okay. Why you sit up like that? I was, you know, just like, it's okay, it's nothing. And she's like, no, what's wrong? I said, the Lord just told me that there's going to be a lot of deaths this year. And I just said it just like that. And not even a week later, I heard about the death of Kobe Bryant. And then I'm like, okay. I'm like, all right, Lord, okay, is this what you're talking about? I mean, and Lord didn't say anything to me. And then after that, I just started hearing about more deaths. And I'm like, oh, Lord. And then COVID happened. COVID happened, and then deaths started coming at a rapid fire rate. And I'm like, oh, Lord. Because the Lord never told me how the deaths were going to happen. He just simply told me there's going to be a lot of deaths this year. And sure enough, it was. We have to understand that, and when I heard, let me say this before I go on to my next thought. I never told a bunch of people that what the Lord told me. I told a couple people. And I, you know, this year, like I said, this year has been a very, very trying year. This year has been a year of spiritual warfare for the saints and for people that have not that are not in church. This year has been a spiritual warfare year from not just COVID, but from everything, from our hidden issues, from the issues that we know about to just the things that we deal with, to COVID, to the election, to everything, to financial burdens that we went through this year. Everything has led up to a big spiritual warfare this year. And I'm here to tell you that we are yet blessed in the middle of what we've been through. It's time to take hold of the Word of God like never before. It's time to take hold. Now, how, you might ask the question, how do we fight? How do we fight? What are my weapons? What are my weapons, Minister Adam? Well, I'm going to show you. Number one, we've already read it in Ephesians, part of it. We read the pieces of armor that we're supposed to have on. Amen. Our weapons, the Bible says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We done seen some strongholds this year. Amen. At least I have. I don't know about you, but I have. And in the midst of these strongholds, these strongholds can be broken through the weapons that we have in Christ, such as, we already know, the Word of God. That's why we must study the Word of God like never before. We must be in the Word. Look, if you've ever had your favorite book that you like reading, maybe you're not a reader, or maybe you are a reader, the Bible should be a book that you read every day. Every day. At least, you don't have to read the whole Genesis to Revelations every day, but at least a verse a day. Something that lets you have some substance through that day. Something that you can meditate on through that day. And it ain't a, look, let me tell y'all something. I'm going to be very, very blunt when I say this. It ain't always Psalms 23 either. We need some for the babes in Christ, for the babies in Christ. You need the sincere milk of the Word of God. To the people that have been saved 30 and 40 and 50 years, we need that strong, you still need that strong meat of the Word. To people that have been saved 5, 6, 10, 15 years, you still need that strong meat of the Word of God. Just because you've been saved for years don't mean that you don't need the Word. Why? I know the Word. I know the Word. You see, okay, great. You know the Word. Thank you very much. We thank you for letting us know that you know the Word, but you can still learn something. You might go, look, let me show y'all something. When you study the Word, you might study the same scripture twice in one day and learn something new the second time you've read it. Amen. That's why it says what we read it in Ephesians. in the book of Ephesians. We must see the word of God is the sword, is the sword of the Spirit. We read it in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17. We need the word to be able to counteract the enemy's tactics. Now, my pastor, and y'all know, my pastor says it all the time. A song will not save you. The enemy knows songs. Every gospel song there is. I love listening to gospel music. I love it. It's an inspiration. It's inspirational music. It helps you get you through your day. I understand that. It's great. All right. We got that. But a song is not going to fight off the enemy. We need the word of God to be able to stand. You can't quote a song to him. You can't quote a song to him. You need to quote the word to the enemy. When the enemy comes in, the Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. The standard is the word of God. When you use it in spiritual warfare, when you use the word, you have to be forceful with it. Beyond the shadow of all doubt, the word works. There's a song that says the blood still works. When you plead the blood of Jesus, you have to know that you know that you know that this works. Otherwise, there's no need for it. There's no need to use it. If you don't believe it, there's no need to use it. This is spiritual warfare. I'm going to break down these scriptures real quick. The verses that we read. Amen. Verse number 10. I'm going to start off with verse number 10. It says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." Now, watch this. It says, be strong in the Lord. You can't have strength. You can't have strength without him. Okay? The Bible also says, to back up this, it says, in him I live, I move, and I have my very being. Okay? Without him, nothing is possible. With him, all things are possible. In the book of Philippians, to back up verse number 10, in the book of Philippians, I think it's verse number 4, chapter 4, verse 13, I believe, it says, "I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me." I'm not strengthening the Lord strengthening me. This is where this verse comes in at. He said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. He's strong. He's mighty. There's nothing. Look, there's a saying that says, he's so tall, you can't go over him. He's so low, you can't go under him. He's so wide, you can't go around him. We're talking about Jesus today. His eyes go to and fro. And I know the Lord's eyes go around the earth. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. Who wouldn't want to serve a God like that? Who wouldn't want to have strength from a God like that? Amen? To counteract the enemy. Amen? Verse number 10, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, putting on the whole armor of God, what it's telling us is, it's telling us to have on the armor of God. You don't see a soldier going out to battle without their weapon. You don't see a soldier going out to battle without their helmet. You don't see a soldier going out to battle without his boots on. They don't come half dressed in their military gear. You see them in their whole full gear. Amen. And the Lord, and the Lord has given us instructions. But what spiritual military gear to wear? We've read it. The United States, if you're in the military, if you're in the Navy, if you're in the Air Force, if you're in whatever branch of military that you're in, they give you gear. They train you on how to fight. They train you. They give you the proper gear to be able to go into battle. Same thing with the Lord. The Lord trains us with the Word of God. The Lord shows us where to navigate through the minefields of life when the enemy comes and tries to snip us as a wheat. Because you can rest assured that the enemy's coming. And he's going to come more than once. He might win, but the enemy's going to come more than once. Verse number 12. And we wrestle not against flesh and blood. That part right there lets us know that this war, that this battle is not against your brother and your sister. It is not against your family member. It is not against your father or mother. It is not against your sister or your brother, but it is against the enemy himself. If you have somebody that is acting like the devil, think you're not strange. It's not them. Maybe they don't know that the enemy is using them to come against you. So don't take it literally. Don't take it personal. Amen. Don't take it personal that you having problems on your job. Don't take it personal that person's coming against you on your job. I had literally, and this is just a short story, I've literally worked jobs where people have tried to come against me for what I stand for, all because they didn't agree with what I stood for in holiness. I had a person on a job tell me, I don't like what you stand for. Whoop-de-doo. Whoop-de-doo. And they did everything they could to fight against me. But when you stand, it says to stand therefore. When you stand, you don't have to fight. You can do like, we have very great examples in the Bible of when the saints of God went to war. David and Goliath. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a war like Gideon and him going up, his army going up against the Midianite army. Don't necessarily have to be that type of war. It can be a war like Daniel went through. Daniel went through a war. He went through a spiritual war. Amen. When the king made that decree about not praying to any other gods. But Daniel standing strong in his belief, standing strong in his faith, and prayed anyway. Even being threatened by being put into the lion's den. He was threatened about being put into the lion's den he still yet prayed. The three Hebrew boys. Amen. We got great examples of spiritual warfare where we have to be on guard at all times. Moses going up against Pharaoh and his people. Trying to bring the children of Israel out. God told Moses, tell Pharaoh, the I am that I am sent me. And in spiritual warfare, the I am that I am is with thee. I'm here to tell you today, whoever I'm speaking to, as my former pastor used to say, I'm talking to who I'm talking to today. The I am that I am is with thee. The I am that I am is with you on today. Whatever you're going through in this life, whatever you're faced with in this life, whatever you have to go through throughout the rest of this year, going into next year, he's with you on today. The I am that I am. What do you mean, the I am that I am? He is whatever you need him to be. He is your battle axe. He is your fortress. He is your might. He is your strong tower. He is that bridge over troubled waters. He is that person. He is who he says he is. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is your first. He is your last. He is your beginning. He is your ending. He's everything you need in this spiritual warfare that we're dealing with. He's everything we need. Everything we need is in him, from the spiritual to the natural. You, when you go through your day-to-day life, when you go through this day-to-day, I want you to remember, activate your spiritual weapons on today. Because you're going to need, I'm going to say it like my former pastor you told us. Before she left off the scene, before the Lord called her home, she told the whole church, she said, now she wasn't taking credit for the word. When I say this, let me break this down first. She wasn't taking credit for God's word, okay? But she said, hold on to what I'm teaching because you're going to need it. Hold on to what God has put inside of you. Hold on to the word that you have been taught down through the years. Hold on to what God has told you. Hold on to that dream that God has put inside of you. Because you're going to need it. Hold on to the word of God that has been taught to you. Because you're going to need it. You're going to need it. You hear me saying it on, what's today's date? Today is November. Oh, I'm ready for December, y'all. November 28th of 2020. You hear me saying it. Hold on to what the Lord has said unto you. Hold on to it. Because you're going to need it. We're going to be faced with a lot of things for the rest of the year and going into next year. We don't know what 2021 is going to hold. But if we stand firm on the word of God, I don't know why I'm saying this, but we must stand firm. We must stand firm on the word of God. And that leads us into verse 13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, Oh, I've already read that. I'm sorry, y'all. But it's okay. That ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Verse 14 says, stand therefore. Stand therefore. We're going to have to take a stand. And I believe we're going to have to take more, and this is my own personal opinion, but I believe we're going to have to take more of a stand in 2021 than we did in 2020. Because as time gets closer to the coming of the Lord, things get wickeder and wickeder. The devil gets more shrewd. We don't know what, like I said, we don't know what 2021 is going to hold. The Lord might come in 2021. He might come in 2020. The year is not over with. Who knows? The rapture might take place in 2020. We still got another month. We still got one more month that the Lord could come. You heard me do a topic on choose ye this day. The Lord might come today. We may not even see December. It's still November. He might come today. Will you be ready when he comes? That's why it's good to have on the whole armor of God. Because at the end of the battle comes reward. At the end of this battle comes reward. And the reward is heaven, y'all. Seeing the Lord's face in peace. Seeing the greatness. Walking the streets of gold. You, and look, let me show y'all something. And I know people are listening to me right now around the world. And you might have the most cleanest street on your block, but it does not compare to that, the glory which is in heaven waiting on us. It has no comparison. You could have the most finest car. You could have the most biggest house. But it does not compare to the things that are waiting for us in heavenly places. See, down here, you got to, down here on earth, if you want a mansion, you got to have mansion money. Amen. You got to have that mansion money to be able to build that mansion, y'all. But in heaven, you got mansion waiting on you. You got a mansion waiting on you in heaven. Not saying that we can't have a mansion down here, but you got to pay for it. But the price that we had, the price has already been paid for us for the mansion in heaven. Only thing we got to do is live right. The only thing we got, and look, let me tell you something. I heard a sermon one time. You might say, "Well, I'm in good standing with God. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't cuss. I don't do this. I don't do that. Look, let me tell you something. The title of that sermon that I heard years ago was "Morally Good Is Not Good Enough." You got to be holy. We have to be holiness. Because holiness is right. We got to remain in holiness. Because holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. We must be holy. We got to be holy. If you're not holy, oh my God, don't think you're going to see heaven. I'm talking to anybody that thinks that way. You know I'm transparent. You know I'm real on this show. I will tell it like it is. If you're not holiness, don't think you're going to heaven. I'm just going to tell you like it is. I'm sorry. No, I ain't. It's holiness or it's hell. That goes for me. That goes for you. That goes for anybody and everybody. If you ain't down with holiness, you're not making it into heaven. Because the Bible clearly tells us, holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. That goes for man, woman, boy, and girl. He has no respect of person. If you and I do not have holiness, if you and I do not walk this life the way God would have us to walk, don't even think about heaven. But let me tell you something. If you walking in holiness, there's a song called Living, I guess they got it out there. It's called Living My Best Life. You ain't lived yet. I'm living my best life. If you ain't got the Holy Ghost and if you ain't living for the Lord, you ain't living your best life yet. You're living beneath your privilege. See, it's spiritual warfare. See, we got so many preachers, and time is about up, y'all, but we got so many preachers dubbing down the word of God. We ain't got time. The coming of the Lord is right at hand. I'm sorry. We cannot dub down the word of God. We can't sugarcoat it. We can't water it down. We can't add to it. We can't take nothing away. The Bible says that we can't. We got to preach it. We got to preach it, and we got to preach it hard. And we got to stand firm on it. If you ain't going to stand firm on it, move out of the way and let somebody else do it. Move out of the way. Stop hindering people. See, now I'm going in depth in these last 10 minutes. Saints of God, if you are not going to stand, move out of the way. Get out of the way. Stop hindering folks. Get out of the way. If you ain't going to live this thing fully, get out of the way. I'm talking to who I'm talking to today. If you or I, I'm going to say it. The Bible says that there's going to be a great falling away. But like my pastor says, like Pastor William A. Tuggle III says, your name was not written there in that verse. That means you don't have to be in that great falling away. You don't have to be in that great falling away. And if you look, if an angel in heaven tries to change this word, let him be accursed. You cannot change the word of God. People, preachers over there trying to change the word of God to fit their needs. The devil is a liar. The word of God comes to cut out every bit of unrighteousness in our lives to make us holy, to make us right in the eyesight of God. But people using the word of God not to cut out sin, but to flavor up sin per se, not to denounce it, but they're trying to find scripture to justify what they're doing. You can't justify. You cannot use the word of God to justify sin. And the preachers that are doing that, woe unto you. You hear me saying it. Woe unto you if you're trying to justify, you're trying to use the word of God to justify sin. Well, the Bible says I can drink. The Bible says be sober. The Bible says be sober. Be sober-minded. The Bible says do not partake in any strong drink. That's what the Bible says. Look, the Bible also says that a little wine for stomach's sake. No, that don't mean get drunk. Well, the Lord turned water into wine, wasn't alcohol. How you know? You just I know. Let me tell you something. The Lord is not stupid. God's not stupid by a long shot. If the Bible says, be sober-minded, why in the world would the Lord have, would allow these people to get drunk? He's not going to deflect from his word. I got to live my life. And I'm not just talking about drinking. I'm talking about everything. If you lying, you ain't going to see heaven. The Bible says a liar will not tarry in his sight. So we ain't just talking about drinking and smoking and all that stuff. We ain't just talking about that stuff. We talking about everything. If you are partaking in sin, if you're trying to use the word of God to justify sin, you wrong. We just telling you out of love today. The battle is crazy. This spiritual warfare is crazy. I understand. It gets hard. But I'm here to encourage you today. You can make it. You don't have to take on what the devil gives you. You don't have to take what the devil gives you. I remember before we make our exit out of here today, I remember my former pastor, and you hear me talking about her a lot. My former pastor went to the doctor one time, and she said, she gave this testimony. She said that she went to the doctor. She was going to the doctor, and just about every week she would go to the doctor. The doctor would find something. Doctor found this. The doctor found that. The doctor found this. The doctor found that. And after a while, on that last checkup that she had, she just got fed up. She got fed up. She was like, wait a minute, hold up. All right, look. I respect you in your position. I respect you in your position as my doctor. But you know what? I'm tired of this. Finders keepers. What do you mean finders keepers? She told that doctor, she said, finders keepers. Ms. McGordon, we found this. Finders keepers. She said, you found it, you keep it. That don't belong to me. You do not have to take on what the devil gives you. You ain't got to accept what man tells you. You ain't got to accept, just like you ain't got to accept diseases from what the doctor tells you. Look, they said I was born with heart disease. I don't have heart disease. Now, I'm not crazy where I don't believe I don't have heart disease, where I don't take my medicine, I don't go to the doctor. I'm not saying that. That's not what I'm saying. Go to the doctor. Take your medicine. Do all that. But my belief factor is I believe that God is going to heal me, that God has already healed me by faith. I ain't got to accept nothing that the devil gives me. Amen. But I thank God that he's given me the power of the Holy Ghost to not to be able to accept everything that the devil gives me or nothing that the devil gives me. Whatever the devil says that I am, I'm not. Whatever the devil says I'm not, I am. The devil might say, well, you're not saved. Oh, yes, I am. You can't make it. Oh, yes, I can. The Bible says I can. You're not strong enough. Oh, yes, I am. The Bible says I am. You can't do that. I've had a whole bunch of people tell me I can't do. Let me tell you something. In this last little minute that we got left, let me tell you something. I've had people tell me I can't do something. I had a teacher tell me in high school I wanted to do radio. I'm going to share this with you, and we're going to go. My teacher, my TV and radio teacher that I had, he said I would never be able to do radio because I didn't have the voice for it. Do you now know the Lord has blessed me to do a podcast and a radio show? I got two. Not one, but two. I do this show, and then I do my own podcast. It was prophesied to me a couple years ago that I would be ministering around the world. And look, and I'm not bragging on me. This is nothing but the glory of God. See, when man says no, when the devil says no, God says yes. What the devil meant for evil, God turns it around for our good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you. I love you. I pray that you have a very, very blessed weekend, a very, very blessed beginning of your week, the middle of your week, the end of your week. And as it states in Acts 2 and 38, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. This is the only way biblically to make it into heaven. This is the only way to see the Lord's face in peace. I am your host, Minister Adam Tuggle. This is The Summit with Adam Tuggle, in Jesus' name. Continue to be safe. Continue to wash your hands. Wear your hand sanitizer. Wear your mask as you go out on this day and week, in Jesus' name. God bless you. I love you. And if the Lord says the same, I will see you next week on The Summit. But if not, like my grandmother used to say, if I don't see you in this life, I will see you in the rapture, in Jesus' name. God bless you. I love each and every one of you, in Jesus' name. God bless you.